Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin.
On Wednesday evening at about 8, the King embarked at Whitehall in a large open barge, in which were also the Duchess of Bolton, the Duchess of Newcastle, the Countess Godolphin, Lady Kielmansegg, and the Earl of Orkney, and he proceeded up the river towards Chelsea. Many other barges with persons of quality attended, so great a number of boats that the whole river was covered.
That's from the July 19, 1717 edition of a London newspaper called The Daily Current. It's a description of the royal party for which George Frederick Handel composed his water music. When Handel landed a job as a court composer to a German prince, he kept taking off for England. When the German prince suddenly became King George of England, Handel was a little embarrassed to show his face at the British court. Some people think Handel wrote music for the king's party to get back on his good side. But King George didn't stay mad at Handel that long. The king actually arrived in England a couple of years before he threw the river party. Since he was not very bright, and he didn't even try to speak English, King George was not popular in London. So it's more likely that he was trying to make friends and influence people by throwing a huge party on the River Thames. To make sure that he really impressed his guests with the entertainment for the party, King George got Handel to write music especially for the occasion. The party was a big success. Everyone said so. Even the Prussian ambassador, who sent a top-secret report back home, describing it in great detail.
Next to the king's barge was that of the musicians, about 50 in number, who played on all kinds of instruments, trumpets, horns, bassoons, oboes, German flutes, English flutes, violins and basses. But there were no singers. His Majesty approved of it so greatly that he caused it to be repeated 3 times in all.
The king might have had the music repeated 3 times, or maybe the Prussian ambassador couldn't tell that Handel actually wrote 3 different suites of water music. 2 of them use instruments like horns and trumpets, good for outdoors on the water. The other suite is much softer, with flutes and recorders. That quieter music may have been played while people ate. This is how the newspaper description of the royal party continues.
At 11 o'clock, His Majesty disembarked at Chelsea, where supper was prepared, and there was another very agreeable concert, which ended at 2 o'clock. After that, His Majesty returned to his barge and came back by the same route, the music still playing until he landed once more.
Thank you. If they didn't start for home until 2 a.m, they probably didn't get back until it was already light out the next day. What a party! Can you imagine floating down a river with musicians playing in a boat next to you? Next time on Classics for Kids, watery music by some other composers. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me for more water music next time on Classics for Kids.